We may soon learn whether President Trump will allow Wisconsin to drug test some people applying for federal benefits, including food share and Medicaid. Governor Walker says he plans to submit a request after he unveils his full proposal next week. Walker mentioned the move during his budget address in February.
We're working with the new administration and Congress to get approval to expand drug testing for people seeking public assistance. If they fail the test, we provide treatment to get them healthy and back into the workforce.
Medical advocate Robert Craig is crying foul. He calls Walker's plan a political move.
It's yet another attempt to say that people on a public benefit like Badger Care are somehow doing something wrong, that there's a moral failing.
WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on one neighboring state that experimented with drug testing welfare recipients. The effectiveness of the program was dubious.
Michigan is one of more than a dozen states that has experimented with drug testing people receiving public assistance. Rick Pluta has been covering the story for Michigan Radio. He says the first program his state set up tested people at random, but a judge ruled it unconstitutional. So Michigan tried again in 2015, that time using suspicion-based drug testing.
Public assistance clients would have to answer about 50 questions, and if the results showed that they were likely drug users, then they would have to take a test.
Pluta says Michigan piloted the program in three counties. It administered the questionnaire to 450 people, then screened their answers. Only 14 answered the questions in a way that raised suspicion. The state sent those 14 to their local health department to submit a urine sample.
And the state of Michigan netted exactly zero positive results when those people took their drug tests.
Pluta says the state discontinued the program after a year because it didn't catch anyone using drugs while collecting welfare benefits. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.